Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till. Little Marvin Gaye bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my 14th anniversary celebration. Chuck Cadillac is with us. He's helping us with that. Chuck, thank you for being an original founding member of our Brain Trust, joining us initially in 1998, and we appreciate that very much. Your book, Dow 100,000 Fact or Fiction, is great. Still has a great meaning for us, folks. He's a member of the Economic Advisory Board of the American Principles Project, the founder of the Community of Liberty, communityofliberty.com, by the way. .org. He's a columnist for Forbes.com. Check it out. Chuck, you have become an economic advisor, to the Cain campaign, the Herman Cain Republican presidential campaign. I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking two things. First, I was thinking that Mr. Cain has an economic program that's up to the challenges this country faces. The combination of his 999 tax reform, a complete reform and rollback of counterproductive regulation, and his monetary reform, his statement that a dollar should be a dollar. The second thing is that when we vote for president, it's really an act of trust. And if you go through Mr. Cain's programs, what you see is that he basically trusts the American people to increase and the liberty of the American people.
I completely agree with that. That is definitely a part of Herman Cain that is attractive to me.
Yeah, and so I trust him to be president because he trusts the American people.
And I'll tell you what else I like about Herman Cain. If he is nothing if not authentic. Warts and all, he is an authentic American.
I'll tell you, when I met him, two things were really just hit me bang. One is his intelligence, the power of his intellect.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of high energy also that comes with that. And the second thing is how comfortable he is in his skin. I mean, this is a man who brushed
right.
death he with cancer mm-hmm. and came back. He has nothing to prove in that sense.
Right.
And
I'll tell you something else.
He has
an American taproot that is unparalleled. I mean, the guy really gets America, doesn't he?
He gets America. He is America. He is the American dream.
But let me tell you where I got a problem though, Chuck. And this is part of what I meant when I said I know what you were feeling, what were you thinking? The third nine introduces a new tax regime that, in my opinion, is a deal killer, Chuck. I can't abide a VAT, a value-added tax, on top without repealing the 16th Amendment, without repealing I think it's 14th, I've forgotten which one, without repealing the amendment that gave us an income tax. I can't abide that. That's a deal killer, Chuck. I'm sorry.
I understand and respect what you said. I think, however, if you look at the program and you understand that it's revenue neutral, 999, but it's not going to be revenue neutral. It's going to generate tremendous incremental revenues, jobs, and prosperity. And so we should be thinking of 999 not as the floor of the tax rates, but as the ceiling of the tax rates, because those tax rates can come down as the economy expands and the tax base.
But it gives politicians ultimately another bite at my apple, and I don't like that.
I understand, but you know what? The alternative is a corrupt and complex system, and they're taking the problem today.
Let's get rid of that
system.
Let's replace it with a VAT. Let's replace it with a VAT. Let's don't make it in addition to.
Well, if you do that, then you're going to have the tax rates. The remaining tax rates will have to be higher.
Okay.
Because you'll lose one third of the tax base.
Well, I understand, but I just can't abide myself. I can't abide the extra tax that he's adding, but I do like all the other stuff, and of course he's not going to get that anyway. I don't think America's ever going to pass a VAT.
Uh, I'm not going to comment on that, but I can tell you that if you think about the principles behind 999, they are about as sound as you can get. And one of the things that people say that's just they don't like it, and you haven't said this, but I want to get on the table, is that it won't be fair because somehow those who pay today,
no,
write bigger checks
fixed.
The government will pay lower checks.
The fairness
Here's why
be.
That's not true. The people who bear the biggest burden of today's complex and corrupt tax system
yeah.
are those who are unemployed.
That's exactly right. I didn't say it wasn't fair, and I don't think it's not fair. I don't think it couldn't be fair. I just don't want to give politicians another bite of my apple. It's just that simple for me. Hey, Chuck, thanks for all the years you've given us over and as a great member of our Brain Trust. We appreciate your leadership.
So thank you for being an advocate for small business. That's small businessmen and women in this country. We wouldn't enjoy the liberty we have.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Chuck. Thanks for being here. Chuck Cadlett, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.